Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture on a refreshing Monday. Heat relief, humidity relief, all coming your way here today, along with sunshine a little bit later. Topping farm news this morning, USDA considering a potential plan to vaccinate poultry against bird flu, including evaluating how it would affect exports. This would be, for the first time, a poultry vaccine. The actions advance the government's assessment of a vaccine after the USDA received proposals on usage from associations representing egg and turkey producers whose farms have been devastated by the virus. USDA pledged to spend up to $100 million on research into vaccines. Now, USDA and industry officials are pursuing a more solid written plan to potentially show importers to gauge whether vaccinations would limit trading. Industry members expect the agency to complete the plan next month. Debates over potential vaccinations have pitted poultry producers against each other since widespread outbreaks began 10 years ago. Senate Republicans are racing against the clock to finish their version of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. As the Senate continues to roll out its version of the reconciliation bill, there are some differences between the House and Senate proposals when it comes to agriculture. The main variations come down to changes in the tax provisions, but it's key to note proposed changes to the farm safety net are similar in both the House and the Senate. The president said he wants to sign the legislation on the 4th of July. Many reports cast doubt that Congress can meet that approaching deadline. Brazil's safrinha corn harvest is getting bigger. Joanna Calusi says despite the larger harvest, Brazil will be expected to export less corn this year due to rising internal demand from its livestock and corn-based ethanol sectors.
So we can say that for U.S. exports, who have seen corn exports exceed expectations in the first 5 months of this year, the Brazil's lower exports is likely to continue creating windows of opportunity during the year, especially when the U.S. corn remains with the price competitive like nowadays.
Calusi concludes that for U.S. exporters who have seen corn exports exceeding expectations in the first half of the year, Brazil's slower export pace is likely to continue creating windows of opportunity, especially when U.S. corn remains priced competitively on the world market. U.S. ag trade deficit is widening, driven by shifting global trade dynamics and rising import demand. So the U.S. now headed toward a record ag trade deficit. So far, the deficit the largest ever recorded for the first 4 months of a year. You're listening to Inside Agriculture Monday morning. I'll be right back with a check of the markets.